Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 1957, recorded on Thursday the 4th of May 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by
Don Cleaver.
And in a few moments, we'll have a selection of local news stories from the evening news.
In addition to the news, we will have features and letters sent to the paper in the past 7 days. At the end of this week's Chatterbox, you can hear the latest edition of our quarterly magazine Chatter Round. This edition will include the Munsley Coast Watch scheme and the Norwich Society and its views on Anglia Square, as well as features on lip-reading classes, audio book narrator Imogen Church, and hairdresser Kelly Bray, who recently stepped up to running her own business. And finally, Marnie Meakin looks back on her career as a theatre house manager. All this in Chatterround straight after this edition of Chatterbox. But first, we would like to welcome new listener John Lawford of Holt. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition.
We'll start with a couple of May Day stories, including the first ever Flintspiration Festival held across the city. And the May Day Fair at Higham Park is also featured. The ambulance service records higher than usual call rates. But we begin with news of a team of cyclists, some blind, riding to celebrate an important anniversary.
A team of cyclists will be riding 212 miles to celebrate the anniversary of one of Norfolk's oldest charities. But this cycle team is not your usual yellow jersey group, as some members are blind or partially sighted and will be riding on tandem bicycles. The challenge, in aid of Norfolk and Norwich Association of the Blind, NNAB, 212th anniversary, kicked off with a 50-mile ride as part of the Tour de Broad South on Sunday, April the 30th. The 25-strong team hopes to complete another 62 miles before the final event in August at the Tour de Broads North, which will cover another 100 miles, clocking up a total of 212 miles. Edward Bates, 26, has been blind since birth and will be cycling on a tandem with his father. He said, "I have cycled before, but never long distance, so it'll be quite interesting to see how it turns out and what it's like on the day. My father sits at the front and does all of the steering and has control of the gears, and I'm on the back and just have to pedal along. We both do the same amount of pedalling, but he might disagree. This is a great opportunity for any kind of myths or stereotypes to be discarded and show that people with any kind of disability can take part just like anyone else." Alex Tosh and Scott McKay from Norwich marketing agency Creative Sponge are taking part in the race and have helped to raise £4,000 of jersey sponsorship for the challenge. Money raised will go towards the NNAB Young Eyes Initiative, which offers services to more than 150 visually impaired children, their families and carers. Jeremy Goss, head of fundraising at the charity, said, "We're very grateful to Creative Sponge for driving forward the jersey design and securing the key sponsors for our challenge. We've had a brilliant response from local businesses who, between them, will be raising a considerable amount of money for NNAB."
More 999 calls were made to the ambulance service from Norfolk and Cambridgeshire during this year's May Day bank holiday compared with the same time last year. But there were fewer 999 calls from people in Suffolk to staff from the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust this May bank holiday compared with the same period in 2016. Over the weekend, 1,454 emergency calls came from Norfolk, 1,200 from Cambridgeshire, and 1,142 came from Suffolk. During the 2016 May Day bank holiday, 1,400 emergency calls came from Norfolk, 1,185 came from Cambridgeshire, and 1,182 from Suffolk.
The bank holiday weekend might have whizzed by in a blur, but some people from across the city made sure they enjoyed a bit of park life with a May Day play day for all the family. For the past three decades, the May Day Fair at Higham Park has been a popular fixture with those wanting to make the most of their bank holiday family time. And so it proved again, with scores of people making their way to the Golden Triangle Base Park on Monday, May the 1st, for a day of affordable fun and entertainment. Traditional fairground attractions, including donkey rides, Punch and Judy shows, face painting, and dodgems, were among the activities on offer at the event, which also included live music, choir groups, and a feast of food and drink stalls.
A new festival celebrating Norwich's collection of medieval churches proved a hit with people of all ages. The first ever Flintspiration Festival ran throughout the weekend. The festival aimed to encourage more people to explore the historic buildings, which together are said to form Northern Europe's largest collection of medieval churches. The packed programme was focused around three hub churches: St Martin at Palace, near the Law Courts, for performance; St Stephen's, beside Chapelfield, for family activities; and St Peter Mancroft as the main festival hub. But there was also lots more going on at other churches across the city. Among the highlights on the first day, on Saturday, was Marjorie's Quest, a special tour led by costumed characters from the city's medieval past, and which took people past churches including All Saints Church in Wesselgate, St John Timberhill, and St Stephen's Church near Chapelfield. Neil Blunt, the vice chairman of the Norwich Historic Churches Trust, which ran the festival, said Saturday had been a wonderful start to the festival. "We think up to 1,000 people came through the door at St Peter Mancroft, and there were lots of families and children out on the trails and doing the activities at St Stephen's. And the Morris dancers created a splash too. It was great to see a lot of people wandering about with the Flintspiration brochures exploring the churches."